لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف A very beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever you enter the masjid, always enter with your right foot inside first. Upon entering, read the dua. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. And then make the i'tikaf intention. As long as we remain inside the masjid, Allah Azza wa Jal's innocent angels will write free good deeds for that person. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the topic that we're going to be talking about today is the greatest man after the prophets of Allah. Now you might be thinking who that person is. Majority of us will already know who that person is. But if you don't know who I'm mentioning, then Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, this greatest personality after the prophets of Allah is none other than Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a very beautiful story about Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the beginning of Islam, when the number of blessed companions rose to 38, how many Muslims at that time? Now that is 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. Farak dekhe, from 38 to 1.6 billion. Now there were only 38 Muslims at that time. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me the permission that I can go and openly spread the message of Islam. I want to go and invite people towards Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Abu Bakr, we are now less in number. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he kept on requesting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day finally his request was granted. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. And he says, O Abu Bakr, you would always ask me about going and inviting people towards Islam. Go, I tell you, now go and openly invite people towards Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to where the Kaaba is. Aaj jahan par Kaaba hai, and he started to invite the people towards Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he openly started talking about Islam, and when the kuffar, they saw that Muslim people were now embracing Islam, and he was now openly inviting them towards Islam, they became angry and they jumped upon Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and they started beating him so badly that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu became unconscious. It says that the tribe of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the people found out about that, they went and they rescued Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he was taken home in an injured state. And when he inquired, he regained unconscious. Now just imagine when you go through such a time, ya koi aisa muamalat ho, how would a person judge and how would a person react at that time? Just imagine, you know, you were kicked and you were punched by mobs. What would you do in reaction? A person normally he reacts in a way that he is worried about himself. Meri halat kaisi hai? But he says that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he regained consciousness, he inquired, how is my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nothing about himself, no worried about himself, just one bit. Us waqt kiski fikr thi? Mere aqa alayhi salatu wa salam ki halat kaisi hai? Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's mother, Hazrat Sayyidina Ummul Khair Salma, would ask him to eat something. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would only speak one sentence. Tell me before I eat anything, how is my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And he says that Hazrat Ummul Khair radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked, my son Abu Bakr is asking about his friend, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how is he? Instead of replying to this question, Sayyidatuna Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha said, if you want, I can go with you to your son. They both went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He asked the same question. How is the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidatuna Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is okay and he is in a safe place. Now, ab dekhe, now Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has found out that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in good health. There's nothing, alhamdulillah, major, you know, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is fine, he is healthy. To Pyare Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki muhabbat hi na. This is when we talk about love. There can be no person that has more love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says to his mother, I will not eat or drink anything unless I see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my own eyes. And he says that they took him to Darul Arqam. Darul Arqam was the place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would gather with the Sahaba-i Kiram and he would teach them about the Quran and about the Deen. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now that I have seen you with my own eyes, Aqa, abhi maine aapko apni aankhu se dekh liya hai. Ya Rasulullah, now I feel happy that alhamdulillah you are fine and you are okay. So phir jaakar, then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he ate or drank something. Pyare Islami bhaiyo, look at the passion and look at the devotion that he has for his deen. Itni deen se muhabbat, itni sunnatu se muhabbat, and fear about people that they will burn in the fire of hell. So I should go and invite them towards Islam. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, aapko itni takleefein uthani padi, lekin phir bhi pyare Islam bhaiyo, never ever would you find in the biography of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did he ever say one day that this is enough, this is too much for me, I can't bear it anymore. The Muslims, they struggled at that time. 38 Muslims, 40 Muslims at that time. Lekin itne takleef, itni musibatein bardasht ki hain, never did they give up today. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, let's all ask ourselves a question as well. Aaj humne deen ke liye kya kiya hai? What have we done for Islam? What have we done for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We all say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is the passion? Where is the devotion for Islam? Aaj hame choti si takleef ho jati hai. You know, someone says something to us and that's it. We are sat at home. Nahi ji, main nahi kaam karta. I can't do this. People are looking at me. People are swearing at me. People are doing this to me. Go back and read the books of history and you'll find out what the Muslims went through. What did Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu go through when he accepted Islam? Allah ta'ala, he mentioned inside the glorious Quran, those people who help the religion of Allah, Allah will help them as well. Allah ta'ala, he says in verse number 40, Suratul Hajj, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and undoubtedly, Allah will necessarily help him who will help his religion. Yani Allah uski madad karta hai, jo Allah ta'ala ke deen ki madad karta hai. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, hamare andar jazba paida hona chahiye. We should have that devotion. Yeah, maybe koi deen ka kaam kar lu. Or else what's gonna happen? We're gonna spend our life, we're gonna live in this world, and then what's gonna happen? Mar jayenge, people will forget who you are. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, we don't know the names of our great grandparents. Name me your great grandparent. I can't. Hame yaad nahi hai. But today, we know about Abu Bakr Siddiq. We know about his life. We know who his father was. We know who his mother was. We know what he did in the early days of Islam. But we can't tell about our grandparents, our great-grandparents. On the day of judgment, when we are brought on the day of judgment, how are we going to stand in front of people like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? What if he turns around and says, I gave so much for Islam. We you know, there were so many sacrifices that we gave to Islam. What did you give for Islam? Aaj hum kya jawab denge? Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, our work of deen, we understand. Aaj hume duniya ke kaam hi nahi jaan chhodte, yakeen maniye. Ye kaam, wo kaam, 12 ghante hum shift lagane ke liye taiyar hain. When it comes to working for the deen, time nahi hai ji, kya kare? I can't do anything. I'm not educated, main kya karu? Ye kis tarah ho sakta hai? Ek musliman, how can a Muslim remain uneducated? Ye kis tarah ho sakta hai? Ke one Muslim says that, I don't know what to do. Allah Ta'ala has granted you iman. Allah Ta'ala has granted you the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Love. Aaj hum kis tarah keh sakte hain? Main janta nahi hoon. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, aapne bare mein sochein. I think about myself. You think about yourself as well. As Muslims, what have we done for the sake of Islam? Only thing that we know, when I say we know, we're talking about the majority of the Muslims. We know how to work. We know how to gather money. We know how to, you know, go and educate ourselves in the dunya. For one degree, banda kahan tak dhakke khata hai. People are humiliated. Dhakke khate hain bechare, kabhi is mulk mein, kabhi udhar jate, kabhi udhar. Why? Because I want to gain that degree. Yaar, hume Quran Pak padhna nahi aata. One of the biggest degrees that you can have is that you know how to read the Quran. But the majority of the Muslims can't even read the Quran properly. Hamara Quran sahi nahi hoga. How are we going to read our namaz? Because to read the Quran in your salah is farz. Quran padhna farz hai. But we don't know how to read the Quran properly. We don't know how to read the Quran with tajweed. Lekin we don't have time. We don't have that passion. Hamare andar jazba nahi hai. We don't have that passion. Look at the passion of Abu Bakr Siddiq. Just accepted Islam. He's worried about one thing. Ya Rasulullah, give me ijazah that I can go. I just want to mention the tafsir of the verse, وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. That Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi, in Nurul Irfan, he says, to help the blessed saints, serve a Nabi, spread Islamic knowledge, all are the help for the religion of Allah. Aaj hum pyare Islam bhaiyo, yakeen maniye, we spend a lot of time for the dunya. When it comes for the deen, we can't even spend 1 minute there. Masjid mein aaj halat dekh lein. Masjid, they were full. We would have said that full hoti hain. Kaun se din? On the day of Eid. Eid ke din masjidain bhari hoti hain. 5 times namaz. It is such a condition. Some massages you go to, Imam Sahib will give the azan, he will read the akamat, and he will stand on the musalla thinking maybe someone's going to join me. And many of the times that Imam Sahib will go alone, read his namaz, and he will go home. This is the condition of our Islam. And do you think that if this is the condition of Islam, Allah Ta'ala is going to help us? Allah is going to help our problems? Aaj choti si problem hoti hai. We lock ourselves up in the room. Ye problem ho gaya, depression ho gaya, ye ho gaya, wo. Yeah, go and do the work of deen. And then we think, I don't know what to do. Why don't you go and learn something? Koi yaad kare na. Koi doesn't, koi farz thodi hai. Not everyone can become an alim. Not everyone will become a hafiz. Not everyone will become such a scholar. Not everyone will become a good speaker. No one says that. At least whatever we know, we can go and pass it on to our colleagues. Apne ghar mein jaakar spread this message on to your families. Aage suniye. Another beautiful verse of the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, this is not for the non-Muslims, this is for the Muslims. Allah is directly addressing you and me in the Quran. O believers, if you help the religion of Allah, He will help you and He will stabilize you. And then look at in the khutbah, every Friday when the Imam Sahib, when the Khatib, he gives the khutbah. Such beautiful khutbah Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has written. And in the second khutbah, Ala Hazrat has written a dua. Allahumma ansur man nasara deena sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. O Allah, help those who help the religion of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, this is a khutbah that Ala Hazrat has written. O Allah, help those who help the religion of Allah. you help the religion of Allah, Allah will definitely help you as well. Go and travel in the way of Allah. You got problems at home, I guarantee you, you go on the Madni Kafila. Lekin the shaitan will not let us go on the Madni Kafila. Last minute people drop out. Oh, ye ho gaya, wo ho gaya, this problem, that problem. This is why you need to go on the Madni Kafila. Ek Islami bhai's mother, she was very, very critical in hospital. Her operation was due. Alhamdulillah, by making dua for his mother in the Madni Kafila, Alhamdulillah, she came home without an operation. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he further on, he writes in that khutbah, وَخْذُلْ مَنْ خَذَلَ دِينَ سَيِّدِنَا وَمَوْلَانَ مُحَمَّدٍ. O Allah, do not help the one who also does not help the religion of Allah. Or the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aise bande ki Allah na madad kar. Jo Allah Ta'ala ke deen ki madad na kare. Aaj, there is so much work to be done today. How much work have we done for the sake of deen? Can we go back home and sleep and think to ourselves that Alhamdulillah, I have done my bit for the sake of deen? Hum kabhi nahi keh sakte. Amir al-Sunnah, the one who founded Dawat Islami, day and night Amir al-Sunnah struggled. And Alhamdulillah spread the message of Dawat Islami around the world. 200 mulkhon mein Dawat Islami ka paigham pahunchaya hai. Someone asked him, he goes, I haven't even started doing the work of Allah. Maine shuru hi nahi kiya. If he hasn't started, we're not even born yet. Haqeeqat baat ye hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo. Ki aaj kitna kaam hum kar sakte hain, how much can we do for the sake of Islam? We can do a lot for the sake of deen. We can do a lot, we can spread the message of Islam. Aaj hamare samne people out there, you just need to go to the town centers. You need to go and see these nightclubs and clubs that are open. You will see how many Muslims are destroying their iman in these places. Yeah, we don't even have that courage to go up to them and invite them. People sometimes talk about, Mare putra badi degree ki thi hai. He doesn't know how to read the Quran. Degree ki kya kar so? What are you going to do with that degree if he doesn't know how to read the Quran? He doesn't know how to read his namaz properly, and you're telling me that he's done a degree. You're telling me that he's going to become a doctor. Well, he doesn't even know how to read the kalma properly. What are you going to do with these degrees? Kya karenge? Aur duniya mein hongi na. Once you're dead, then what's going to happen? Kaun si degree kabar mein aayegi? When Munkar Nakir come inside your grave, are you going to say, look, I've got a doctor's degree, I've got a vakil degree, main to engineering ki thi, I've got an A star in this, I've got... Nothing's going to come into use. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, main aapka zehn bana raha hoon. I'm not saying that we don't need these degrees. I'm not saying that it's a waste of time. No, it's not. But what I'm saying is we've done so much for the dunya. Kitne saal kiye? Ek Islam bhai se maine baat ki hai. He's nearly 38 years old. Abhi jaake bechara usko koi job mili hai pakki hai kar wo wakeel hai. Barrister bana hai 38. What have you been doing? I failed my exams. I did my exams. I did receipts again. I went here. I went to that university. I went to that university. Wo yahan tak usne kaha. Some of the universities, they just wouldn't entertain me. Itni minnate ki hai, rishwate di hai. You know, backhanded stuff. Wo diya hai. Jaake mujhe university mein dakhla mila hai. Duniya ke liye itna kar diya hai. Deen ke liye Madrasatul Madina Balighan ki 41 minutes class hoti hai. I mari gaye Madrasatul Madina, I can't give time. Kya banda us musliman ko ke? Phir, when these people, and when I say about, I feel sorry for them, seriously from the bottom of my heart, I feel sorry for these people. Why? Because they don't know what they're doing. And then these people, when they fall into problems, phir kya hota hai? Kabhi dard hote, Islam bhai ne kaha, he went to Amil, jo tawizat dete, and he said he gave him £2,000 just to read a wazifa for half an hour. Bada important wazifa hai. With aise hi paise jayenge na phir. When you know yourself, khatm-e-qadriya hota hai. Khatm-e-qadriya happens. Jis ghar mein khatm-e-qadriya hota hai, ghar walon ko pata hi nahi khatm-e-qadriya hai kya cheez. It hurts you, seriously it hurts you. We feel sorry for these people. They've got the problems, but they don't have any knowledge just to how to read the Durood-e-Pak. Okay, just sit down and read the Durood-e-Pak. I don't know how to read Durood-e-Pak. Then what do you expect other people from outside? Kya firishte aayenge, pyare Islam bhaiyo? Who's gonna, phir ba, why do we always rely on other people? Why don't you ring someone up and say, go to work for me today? We never do that because you know you're not gonna get paid if he goes to work. So we've got a problem in my house. I should be getting my whole family. Apne biwi ko bithayein, bachu ko bithayein. Sit down, read the Khatm-e-Qadriya. Then inshallah, azawajal, you'll see your problems will be removed. Hume to khud aata hi nahi hai. Why? Because we never learnt. Hum yaad kyun nahi kiya? Hamare paas time bhi hai. Guarantee hai, pyare Islam bhaiyo. Kitne Islami bhai aise, including myself as well, that you can, if you have a problem, you know that alhamdulillah, Khatm-e-Qadriya, ya Khatm-e-Khajgan, ya Khatiya, is tarah ke wazaif hai, I will read them. People can't even read wazife properly as well. Problem unko hai, lekin wazife bhi nahi pad sakte. This is, aaj ye musalmanon ki ye halat hai. Lekin hum, we've heard many bayans, we've heard so many times Amir Ahle Sunnah talking about this topic. Lekin Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, uske ilawa bhi phir bhi dekhen, people are still in the same mode again. Ek din jazba aata hai, janab puri dunya fatah kar lunga. I'll do everything, whatever you tell me. Dusre din, back to square one again. Where's that jazba that you had yesterday? Oh, I've got this problem, I went to work, this happened today. Mood off ho gaya, I just can't. This is the kind of attitude that we have today about our beautiful Deen Islam. This Islam was given to us as a gift by Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before I mention some other stories about Abu Bakr Siddiq, just to mention something about him himself. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his real name was Abdullah. Many people don't even know his real name. Abu Bakr Siddiq was not his real name. His real name was Abdullah, and his kunyat, his title was Abu Bakr. And some of the other titles he had was Siddiq and Atiq. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a good news. He says, Ya Abu Bakr, anta atiqullahi minan nar. O Abu Bakr, by the grace of Allah, you are free from the fire of hell. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst them 10 people who were given paradise whilst in this world. The Ashra Mubashara. Do we know the names of the Ashra Mubashara? If we don't, learn about their lives. Go to the Maktabatul Madina, Basta. Alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madina has published books, small booklets, a few pages about the brief biography of all of these Ashra Mubashara. Read them yourself, read them to your children, read them to your family, so that everyone knows who these great people were. These are those people that have been forgiven in the world. Allah Ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they are all destined to go into the gardens of paradise. Jannati hain, we don't know. Where do I end up? I don't know. Inshallah, by the will of Allah, inshallah, we will all go to paradise. This Musliman ne kalima padha hai, who has recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day inshallah he will go to paradise. Lekin Pyare Islam bhaiyo, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us paradise without accountability. Jannat mein jana hi na pade, direct seedhe jannat mein inshallah. Lekin Pyare Islam bhaiyo, iske liye thodi qurbani to deni padegi na. You know, if you go to your boss in the morning, your kaam, if you work for someone, you go to him and say, look, I can't work all this week, yeah. I know I've got no holidays left, but I still want you to pay me. Wo kya kahega? No problem, everything, you don't come, I'll send you money home. Does that happen in the real world? It happens when I dream. Well, I dream a lot. It happens in the dreams, but it doesn't happen in the real world. Yet we expect to go to paradise. Dua bhi karte hain, Ya Allah, baghair hisab ke jannat mein dakhila karte hain. Dua karni hai. Never ever give up making dua. You never know that Allah Ta'ala, inshaAllah, and every dua is accepted. Lekin Pyare Islam bhaiyo, in the real world, let's come back to the real world. Real world kya hai? Ke we need to go to paradise. We need to struggle. We need to make some efforts. Hila tum karo, vasila Rab banata hai. Have you heard of the story, the lion and the fox? What happens is there's a person, ek shakhs hai, he goes to the jungle and he sees that there is a fox there. He doesn't have a deer or a fox, any one of them too. And he sees that he doesn't have any legs. I think it's a deer. He doesn't have any legs. Uske koi tongue hi nahi hai. And then he sees a lion coming from down the mountain. And the lion, he's got food for him. And the lion goes and feeds that deer. Ab ye banda sochta hai, this is a deer, it's an animal. I am Ashraf al-Makhlukat. I am the greatest of the creation. I am a human. If I sit down and do the zikr of Allah, Allah will feed me as well. So this person, he sits down and he does the zikr of Allah. Allah, Allah. One whole day passes by, nothing happens. Second day passes by, nothing happens. Third day, he is nearly dying. وہ بھوکے مارے ہیں. He is nearly about to die. He says, Ya Allah, yesterday you fed that deer. I am Ashraf al-Makhlukat. I am a human. And he hears a voice. Go and be a lion. Stop being that deer. جا خود بھی کما لوگوں کو بھی کھلا. This is what a Muslim should be. You go on, you earn your food and you feed others. Go on, learn the religion of Islam and teach others as well. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. کتنی مرتبہ حدیث سنی ہے؟ Many times. I've mentioned it many times. Scholars have mentioned it many times. Best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches. سب سے بہترین وہ ہے. لیکن ہم نے اس پر عمل کتنا کیا ہے؟ سنا تو میں نے بھی بے شمار مرتبہ ہے. But how many times have we done عمل on this? عمل کی بات جب آتی ہے نا پیارے اسلام بھائیو، اس وقت شیطان ہم پر حاوی ہو جاتا ہے. پھر شیطان طرح کے وسوسے دیتا ہے. You can't go to the class. You go one hour class. How you gonna, all day you've been working, you've been tired all day, how can you go and learn? اب شیخ بندہ کہتا ہے ہاں بات تو صحیح ہے. You have these thoughts and you think that's true, I've been working all day, I'm tired. And then what do you do at home? اگر ماحول نہ ہو نا دعوت اسلامی کا، majority of the time you'll sit at home and you watch a film. فلمیں دیکھتے ہیں، ڈرامہ دیکھ لیا معاذ اللہ، اور پھر کوئی اور الٹی سیدھی چیز دیکھ لی. اگر ذہن ہو نا، you might just open a book and you start reading that, and then what will happen? Shaitan phir waswasa dega, then you'll be stray onto your social media. Theek hai na, book padhi ki diya na to 2 minute bo hai. Yeah, and now 1 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, Islam mein kehte hain wo non stop 4 hours on social media. Agar koi kahe 12 minute Ameer Ahle Sunnat says read a Sunni alim book for 12 minutes, that is too much for us. Social media 4 hours, بس no problem, I'll do that. اور پھر ہم اپنے ذہن کو بس یہ دیا، اس میں کیا کیا ہوتا ہے؟ What happened? Okay, maybe we'll watch something good. کوئی کلپ آیا ہوگا دعوت اسلامی کے بارے میں، وہ سن لیا. پھر اس کے بعد کسی نے ویڈیو بھیج دی، کوئی stupid کوئی جوک ہوگی، we listen to that، ہنسی مذاق کی، send it to a few other 1,000 people، ان کو بھی گناہ کمائے. میں کہا why shall I be the only one that gains guna, let's get everyone involved in it. So گناہ کی کلپ سب کو بھیج دی. گناہ کی کلپ کیا ہے؟ A Muslim got caught doing this and this. That's so good, I need to pass this on to everyone. Everyone should know about this. Now یہ غیبت میں نے سب کو پاس آن کر دیا، یہ کام کر دیا. Then another thought will come into my mind. چلو تھوڑا سا کوئی I'll read this. یہ میسج پڑھ لیا، پھر بعد میں ہم سوتے ہیں، شکر ہے 4 گھنٹے بڑے اچھے سے گزری گئے ہمارے. پتہ نہیں کیا ہو گیا ہمیں. Seriously. We finish our namaz, you know the first thing the scholars they say when you finish your salah you should read Ayatul Kursi. کیا پڑھنا چاہیے؟ کتنے پڑھتے ہیں Ayatul Kursi؟ یہ بات including myself when we give our farais کے بعد نہیں نماز کے بعد. If there are farais and there are sunnats the علماء say it's better to read your sunnats and then read Ayatul Kursi at the end. تو اب Ayatul Kursi ہم نے پڑھی ہے. What is the blessing? The one who reads Ayatul Kursi, there will be nothing in between him and paradise apart from death. موت کے سوا کچھ نہیں ہے. What do we read after our farais? Message. Because my heart was beating. Then I realized, no, my heart is the message, is vibration ہو رہی ہے. I need to give my salam. پہلے تک who's sent me a message? When I'm going to reply to him, گئی سو Ayatul Kursi. تسبیح فاطمہ. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such a beautiful wazifa to the ummah. Tasbih of Fatima, how many read? Illa mashallah. Amir Ahl Sunnah says, read a Sunni alim book for 12 minutes. How many of us read? Not many. Amir Ahl Sunnah says, read at least 3 verses of the Quran with translation and tafsir. How many of us read? Not many. جب موڈ آیا اجتماع میں آگے، جب موڈ نہیں آیا کار بیٹھے رہے ہو، جب موڈ آیا مسجد میں ہر نماز نیت کی I want to read my نماز with the جماعت، جب موڈ نہیں آیا دوستوں کے ساتھ چلے گے کھانے کے لیے don't even read our نماز. This is our heart who is in the grip of the شیطان. Whatever he tells us, whatever he takes us, we're there. That should not be the case. استقامت کی دعا کریں. الاستقامت فوق الکرامت. استقامت is better than کرامت. And we need to make dua for istiqamat as well. And how are we going to get istiqamat? When we are in the madani mahol of Dawat Islami. Aaj ki, main mahol ki baat kar raha hoon. We need to be adopting Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is a full-time job for us. Namazیں پڑھیں الحمدللہ عز و جل ترکیب بنائیں لیکن پیارے اسلام بھائیو مسئلہ یہ ہے کہ آج ہم مدنی کاموں میں بھی کام بہت کم کرتے ہیں الحمدللہ وہ ہیر ادی اجتماع ہم نے بیان سنا ذہن بنتا ہے لیکن اس پر عمل تھوڑا سا مشکل ہے we need to try to do عمل حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ when you look at his life we need to try to learn how these people were successful you know a good businessman what will he do A good businessman will read the biography of a good businessman. How was he successful? We read books. Kis tarah se, what did he do? What work did he do? What items did he sell? People are doing business, yet they do so much research and then start doing that business. No one wakes up in the morning and says, Rai, I'm going to do this business. You do your market research. You do a lot of research. Why are you going to invest money? Here, what are you investing? You're investing your life. In this, you're investing your time, and the time is more precious than money. ہم اپنا time لگا لیتے ہیں. یار آئے نا میں ایک بزرگ کی آپ کو story بتاتا ہوں, and then I'll finish as well, and I'll leave you to read the Risala of امیر اہل سنت unparalleled devotee عاشق اکبر, and read about the life of سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. There was a بزرگ, Islami brothers met with him before he passed away. He came to England in 1965. How many years is that? Nearly 55, 60 years ago. He came here and he goes, I was in a rented accommodation. One, the bozur khud kehte hain, all I wanted was, theek hai, paise kamao, I'm not going to stay here. This is what our fathers, they all thought, that we're not going to live here. You know, unki soch, it was for a good reason. We're not going to live here, let therefore, earn as much as you can, and then we'll go back home, at least our lives will get better. لیکن پیارے اسلام وہ بزرگ کہتے ہیں that every single day I had the same thought خوب کماؤ less work and he goes I have been working 24 hour shifts now ایک وقت آیا he retired now اب جو بندہ retire ہوتا ہے نا what do you want in your life now you just want to chill out things oh I've worked for 60 years وہ بڑا کام کیا ہے let's do something else now So what he did was, he built a koti back in Pakistan. Massive koti. And the day his koti was nearly ready, he came back just to do finish off all the work here, go take all the family back, live in the house, and jitne bhi baki din hai, he needs to relax. Ab wo buzur kehte hain, all my life, main shuru se, I was in debt, I am still in debt. 60 years ago, I was in debt. I've been working all my life, I am still in debt. He came back to the UK, had a slight headache, normal, you eat your paracetamols, didn't get better, went to the doctors, and the doctors, they said, go rush him to hospital. Baad mein pata chala, he was on the last stage of brain cancer. Bechara died, passed away, never entered his house. This is a story about a few months ago. Anyone could be next. Deen ke liye kya kiya hai? What have we done? We say we haven't done anything. Kuch nahi hum kehte hain. Lekin kab kuch karenge? Kya? جب مرنے کے قریب ہوں گے تب بھی یہی کہیں گے کچھ نہیں کیا کچھ تو کریں نا could do something and this beautiful ماحول و دعوت اسلامی واللہ العظیم it's a platform for everyone come do your basics میں مثال دیتا ہوں پیارے اسلام بھائیو our basics today what are our basics are to learn the قرآن آپ آئیں قرآن سیکھیں قرآن اگر میں نے نہ سیکھا میں اسی طرح I'll be honest with you I'll be blunt with you straight forward with you آج پیارے اسلام بھائیو یہ میری advice ہے for me and for all of us forget everything else seriously forget everything else اپنا قرآن درست کریں قرآن is your pride your possession قرآن is our life قرآن is our respect I don't have that with me today کوشش کریں بندے مدرسے کے بچے چھے چھے مہینے میں حفظ کر لیتے ہیں اور میں قرآن نہ سیکھوں ایک مدرسہ المدینہ بالغان الحمدللہ ہم کلاس میں پڑھاتا ہوں وہاں پر 70 ایئر اولڈ بزرگ وہاں قرآن سیکھ رہی ہیں روزانہ آتے ہیں بڑا خوش ہوتا ہوں میں کہ ٹھیک ہے زبان نہیں پھر رہی جذبہ تو ہے نا your great grandparents are passed away majority why I said great grandparents کیوں میں آپ پہ بتا ہوتا ہے کہ it's been nearly more 100 years your great grandparents are passed away آپ کو پتا ہے when you do something good that reward goes to them as well Yes. Have you heard of the story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sees a person being punished in the grave, and then a while later he sees that he's enjoying, he says, what's happened? And he goes, Allah Ta'ala, he says that, oh my beloved, he had a son before he died, he was young, he's been to the madrasa, he's reading Bismillah, mujhe haya aati hai. Why shall I punish his father when his son is mentioning my name? So zara soche, our great grandparents have left, our parents have left. When you do good deed, yahan par aap padh rahe honge, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, udhar walidain ki kabar mein noor dakhil ho raha hoga. Even that sochna, yakeen mane, I can't imagine, main bata nahi sakta. That soch, when you are sat in the madrasa, and you are reading the Quran, you're teaching the Quran, on the back of your mind you know, my mom's grave, my dad's grave, kabar usme noor dakhil ho raha hai. Alhamdulillah, their graves are being illuminated. Because their son in the dunya is teaching the people the Quran. Aisa kare na. Jazbe ke baghair nahi hoga. Passion iske baghair nahi hoga kaam. Apne andar jazba paida kare. Himmat paida kare. When you come back from work, only one thing should be on my mind. Yara, I've got to learn this Quran. Kyun maine Quran? I need to learn this Quran. When you have that passion and courage, jab ye kudenge na, when you fight your nafs, then are you going to go forward. Allah Ta'ala amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم.